Blog Talk Radio.
Our God, our Redeemer, the lover of our souls, the rock of our faith. I want to welcome you all to another edition of Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. We'll say shalom, family. It's good to see you. And we are still going to be in this messianic life. As we are going through this, and the Most High has me looking into other things, I might bring up some things for the saints that that I might want you to participate in. Nevertheless, we greet you in the Master's name, the one and only name, the only name by which you must be saved. We want to say hello to everybody out on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We hope that the Most High is blessing you early in this week, and that you have become steadfast in your walk with him. Let's go ahead and do our statement of faith, and then we are going to pray in, and we're going to continue in this vein. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Most High a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. Hallelujah. 10,000 praises to you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory to your name. All right. Let me have the sisters to cover their heads, brothers to uncover their heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break your bread and to eat from your table, Father. It is you who we seek to be after, who we seek to be like, who we seek to grow into. Father, we want to ask you to bless this meeting tonight. We have prepared a place for you here, that you might come and that you might sup with us, that you might feed us, Father, because we're hungry for your word. We're thirsty for it. We're hungry for you, and we're thirsty for you. Father, as we go forth tonight, let it be you that speaks, and let Brother Miles decrease. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray, amen and amen. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. And we're going to read this whole chapter, verses 1 through the end. At the same time, saith Yah, will I be an Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith Yah, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Yah has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore will with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto Yah our Elohim. For thus saith Yah, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, and the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping and with they shall come with weeping and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father of Israel. I'm a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yah, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For Yah has redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the heights of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yah, for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their souls shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yah. Thus saith Yah, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, or Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith Yah, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yah, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith Yah, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art Yah, my Elohim. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did hear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith Yah. Set thee up waymarks, and make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For Yah has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith Yah of hosts, Elohim of Israel. Let me start that over. Thus saith Yah, Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. Yah bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, it says Yah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass, like that as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yah. In those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every man shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith Yah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know Yah, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the star and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yah of hosts is his name. And if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith Yah, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yah. Behold, the days come, saith Yah, that the city shall be built to Yah from the tower of Hanel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall go forth over against it upon the hill Goreb, and shall compass about to Goth. And the whole valley of dead bodies, and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto Yah. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We are going to start off in Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 1. Now, this is where I had to start last week, or the last time that we met. And the Most High took us a different way. But it's his study, his words. So, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And we're going to start in verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of Elohim as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For you know that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inherit with the kingdom of Christ and of Elohim. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience. So we want to make sure, number one, that we are not doing these things. We cannot be practicing fornication. You know, so when these brothers are telling these sisters, hey, you sleep with me, you're my wife? No, you got to formally marry her for her to be your wife. You sleeping with her just makes you a fornicator, and her a fornicator. This term whoremonger, this is a man who consorts with prostitutes. That's where he goes for his pleasure. So it has to do with the payment of money for gratification, sexual gratification. And that's where, you know, that's all that he does. So he's not marrying those women. He's fornicating. But he's paying them to fornicate. He says, they won't get in either. If we're covetous, if we're a liar, we don't want to, as one of our tenets, our foundational tenets, we don't want to be any one of these people. Uncleanliness. He didn't say some uncleanliness. He said all uncleanliness. So it's important that we understand the cleanliness laws as well. You know, people, as I say, they will concentrate on the woman, but there's many aspects to the cleanliness laws. And we are not observing them the way that we ought to. And I know we're not, because I hear their teachings, I hear what they talk, I hear what they say. I'm like, don't you know that this is a requirement for the kingdom? Cannot practice uncleanliness, which is the same thing as saying you practice unholiness. But men become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Elohim. And so many of our people, we're just not going to make it because we love that more than we love Elohim, and we'll justify it some kind of way. We're going to justify it. But when I first, you know, when I first found out that being unclean was a sin, you know, you're unclean, go wash. But then the most I had me to really dig into that thing. And then when I found out where it actually says that being unclean is a sin, then he tells us, hey, if you're unclean, you're not going to make it in. Because he says all uncleanliness. So we got to understand that we have to abide by the laws and do those things and understand when we are clean and unclean. You can't take part of anything holy when you're unclean. And so we got to understand this. You know, I know we know what fornication is, and we know what being covetous is, desiring those things of other people. But he says, let not these things be named among you how many times? Once. We want to be all forgiving. We want to be, I know you fail, and we're all human. We lower the standards of the Most High. We lower what he requires. We're not meeting the bare minimum because we keep lowering the standards. And so we have to abide by them. We have to live in them. We have to know what they are and live in them. That we don't become offensive. You know, when I read in the scriptures, if a man sweats too much, he can't serve the Most High in the inner court. That's why those linen clothes were made the way that they were, to allow them to breathe so that they wouldn't be sweating. I think the Most I don't like it. Excuse me. He doesn't like it. So, you know, what I tell brothers is, say, hey, I know you want to be, you know, you want to minister before the Most High, but there's some requirements. That if you don't read Torah, if you don't read the prophets, you will not know. Because everything is not in all in one place. So we want to be mindful that we are doing all that we know to do. And that, you know, tough love is tough. It's hard. Nobody wants to, you know, we all know that we have frailties. We have shortcomings. But some things aren't shortcomings. Some things are that person is choosing that. Now, you don't slip up and fall in bed with somebody. That doesn't happen without your, unless you are unconscious. That just doesn't happen. So the people are choosing to do these things. And then saying, oh, I'm just human. Both male and females. And the Most High is not trying to have it. And so we want to be able to come before him with a clean conscience. We want to be able to stand boldly before the throne of grace. If we are in sin, I don't know how we do that without guilt. Or do we just become so desensitized to our wrongdoing that we can appear before the Most High in whatever condition and try to fake it? I don't know which it is. And I'm sure there's people in both of those buckets. But the truth of the matter is, Yah is soon to return, and we're supposed to be ready, without blemish and without spot. And so we have to practice these things that he clearly lays out in the scriptures as part of our discipleship. We say we are followers of Christ, and then we see these requirements, but, you know, if you cheat, if you play games, and I'm not talking about, like, playing games with people's lives. I'm talking about if you play board games, or you play football, or you play basketball, and if you will cheat at those, you will cheat at this. Because it's in your nature to do it. And you can't cheat at this. In the end, you will always lose. So we don't want to be cheaters. We don't want to be doing stuff halfway, trying to take shortcuts. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can always take a shortcut to something. But if you don't really know what you're doing, try to take a shortcut, you end up in worse shape. So we want to make sure that in Ephesians 5, that we don't find this named amongst us once. And let me get back to where I was at. Too many documents open. All right, let us continue. Let me close this. Okay. So we don't want this among us. And when you know, I hate to hear brothers, you know, having a wife and the whole fleshly thing, this is all we know. And when the Most High tells us there's not going to be any marriage in the kingdom, they must have something that's going to take its place, something that's going to be way better. But if we're not producing children, then it appears that our whole relationship has to be with him. And for some people, that's not enough. Because as I said, we're caught up in this flesh. But Yah says that, you know, people are neither given, neither married, or are given in marriage in the kingdom. So that's one of those things, that's one of those regrets that, to me, you just got to get over. Verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words. Because people will try to justify their actions. But if it goes contrary to Scripture, if it goes contrary to being his disciple, if you know that if Messiah saw it, that he would be wanting to discipline somebody for it, then you know you ought not be doing it. You ought not even be listening to it. Because those, you know, when we think we're going without, and this is how most of the time the human brain works, when we think we're going without and other people aren't, then we want to sort of give ourselves the excuse that, hey, it's okay if I do it. They're doing it too. We'll justify it. Because really, truth be known, if you do that, it's because you really wanted to do it anyway. But that's how we work. So if we find somebody, as long as nobody else is doing it, we're fine. So we find out somebody else is doing it, and we really wanted to be doing it too, then we'll use that as justification. So he says, let no man deceive you with vain words. This is anybody, me, some other teacher, some pastor, some bishop, some angel. Don't let them deceive you with vain words, because these words will get you straight to the lake. For because of these things cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience. So we got to understand that we need to walk in love, and we need to understand what Christ came for. And then we don't want to dishonor him, the giving of his life for us. Think about that. Christ came and died for our sins. We come and we hear about him. We get baptized, coming into his discipline, and then we go back out and willfully sin. Because we know what we're doing. He says, don't forget what he came for and what he did for us. That he loved us. So we're to walk in his love. We can't take that for granted. Excuse me. Kind of caught a slight cold here. At least I'm praying to Yah, that's what it is. We don't want to walk outside of his love. We don't want to offend him. Okay. For those who just came in, we're in Ephesians chapter 5, getting ready to read verses 8 through 10. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in Yah. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Yah. So, when we were in the world, we were in darkness. We were ignorant. We were carnal. If we bring that stuff into the church, into the body, and we never have a conversion, then we will find ourselves still in darkness, preaching and reading the Word of Yah. Still in darkness. Because we never actually came to the light. We never actually converted. We never actually had a real change. So you are to become the children of what? Light. And yeah, we are of the day. We are not of the night. We are not in darkness. We are not in ignorance. That's why he's going to judge us harder than he would judge somebody that has never heard anything. Because we have no excuse. They can say, hey, I never heard that. I didn't know. You're going to say, all right. Do you think it's wrong to steal? Yes. Did you ever steal anything? Well, yeah. Get in the lake. You're going to judge yourself. If it was wrong for you and you didn't keep your own word, that's how he's going to judge them. So we got to understand we can't have all this word in us and then think that he's going to be easy on us when it comes to judgment. You knew. You heard. You chose to do otherwise. The fruit of the Spirit. This is why it's critical that you get the Ruach HaKodesh, that everybody receives it. Because that's where your fruit comes from. It's of the Spirit. It's not of us. Each one of us can be a nice person. Each one of us can do good deeds. But we'll do it when there's something in it for us. We'll do it because we want something. Maybe we want to look good to that person. Maybe we want to appear big. Maybe we want to belittle them. But it's something not quite right. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying this applies 100% to everybody. But for the most part, we don't naturally just do good by people unless there is some ulterior motive. That's for the most part. So we want the fruit of the Spirit. We want the Most High to say, okay, I'm going to give you an abundance of joy, an abundance of mercy, an abundance of love, an abundance of long-suffering. And you're going to be able to withstand it because it's from him. And you're not going to regret it because it's from him. You know, when you do something for somebody and then they do you wrong and you get mad about it, then that's typically when you know that work that you did was not for them, it was for you. If I loan people money, I don't expect to get it back. If they pay me back, that's fine. If they say they're going to pay me back, yeah, I'm going to be looking for it. But I'm not going to go hounding them for it because I wouldn't have given it to them in the first place if I couldn't afford to lose it. So I'm not going to give somebody my house note because they messed up and they were doing something they ought not to do. Now they're in dire straits. I'm like, sorry, but this is my house note. Can't put myself out to make up for your mistake. Now, if I got my house note and I got some extra and they're needing, it's not going to hurt me in any way, then I'll loan that to them. And I won't be asking them for it back. But, you know, if if they are the kind of person that they won't pay back, then that'll show up. And that'll happen exactly one time. So we want to be able to give and not really be expecting the person to pay back. They should. Everybody needs, you know, I don't know anybody that's that rich that they can just give money away. I don't know anybody like that. But, you know, to the homeless and the needy, we have to be able to do those things. You know, when you give some money to a person on the street, a homeless person, surely you're not expecting it back. It's those people who are close to us, family, friends. Those are the ones we got issues with. Let's drop down to verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So he's saying, don't be stupid. Because, see, a lot of people try to play on you when you say that you're a child of the Most High. They'll try to play you stupid. They'll try to play on your emotions. They'll try to make you feel guilty. They'll try to make you feel unworthy because, oh, you don't want to give to me. No, I'm not giving to you so you can go down there and buy some crack. I already know what you're going to do. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not going to give it to you when I know that you're going to go out there and blow it. And then you'll be back here tomorrow with the same need. You are in this condition because the Most High is punishing you because you will not do right. So until he gets your attention and turns you, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got a dog in that race. And you got to be able to have that discernment. You got to be able to have that wisdom. You know, your family, your kids, you don't want to see them go through nothing. But if they show you that, hey, they're just being stuck on stupid, they're just doing things and not learning anything, then you know what the end of that is. And you have to draw back from that. Because sooner or later, you'll start to get spanked too. When y'all start spanking them, he'll be spanking you too. And you wonder why you're going through all this, because you tried to help that one that he's trying to straighten out. So sometimes you got to let him go through. And when they come out on the other side, they'll be better for it. So we don't want to be fools. We want to be wise. We want to redeem our time. Time is important. You only get so much of it. It's only so many hours in a day. Only so many. And how you spend them, how you spend your time is of great importance to the Most High. He don't want you just flittering your time away. If you got a job, then you need to be given all to your job. And when you off, it's your time, you need to be given all to the Most High. Or if you got a family, you need to pour your all into that until your kids are grown. And you pour all into the Most High. Everything decent and in order. And you got to know that that is your reasonable service. But they can none of that come before who? Him. It just can't. So he understands that we have families. He understands that we have work. He understands that when you come to him and you want to be his disciple, you have to have considered the cost. What am I going to have to give up? Well, you know what? Can't watch no more football. Why? Because that time I need to give it to the Most High. Oh, can't go out to the clubs. Why? Because that time I need to give to the Most High. I'm giving all my other time to all these other things. When and how do I make time for him? You got to start looking at your life and saying, okay, where is my time going? Then I need to cut this out. I need to cut that out. And it needs to go toward the Most High. I hope we can hear this. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. And let's get verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yah and in the power of his might, not in the power of your might. See, a lot of the things that we get confronted with, that the Most High may want us to do, we look at what we can do. You need to be strong in the power of his might. You got to understand who's on your side. You don't need great numbers if the Most High is on your side to do anything. You and the Most High is a majority. We and the Most High is a majority. We can do anything. Who's going to stop him? It ain't us. Who's going to stop him? If you know he told you to do it, then you know it ain't you doing it. But when you look at it as if it's you, then you're going to look at your weaknesses and your frailty. And you're going to have your faith in you. And you're going to stop. I can't do it. But then you got to come back and tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And know that you walk in that. So we want to be strong in his might, not our own. It's not us doing it. I told you, we are the vessels that the Most High wants to work through. You need to make yourself available. You need to make yourself available, and then you need to make sure that Yah feels you, that he can work through you. You don't want to do any of this on your own accord. So we have to humble ourselves. We have to go before the Most High and be very humble. All right. Philippians. The book of Philippians. And remember, we're still in discipleship. So anything that we say, you're either required to do or not do, and be willing to face the discipline, the correction, when you come up short or in error, for your perfecting. It's for your perfecting. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. The book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach. What mind was in him? He thought it not robbery to be what? Let me make sure I don't misquote this. Verse 6. Who being in the form of Elohim, thought it not robbery to be equal with Elohim, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Now, all these things, did he do them as Elohim? No. He did them as what? A man. So, what woman or man listening tonight can say the Most High gave himself a favor? He gave himself an advantage. He said, I did these things as a man. So, you can walk sinless as a man. You can be humble as a man or a woman. Let's say mankind. He didn't do these things from the position of God or Elohim. And we have to understand that. You can make yourself of no reputation. You ain't got to be known for this, that, or the other. Some of us, our people as a whole, let me put it this way. Our people as a whole, we have a identity and security problem. We're so tired of being treated like nobody by society, being considered less than, always knowing that we got to play some type of game, because if they know too much, they will probably come against you. It's like when it was in the 30s and the 40s, you could buy a car, but you couldn't tell them you bought a car. Because then they fire you. How can you afford a car? So we want to be humble. We don't have to be all that. The Most High says, you want to be all that? Be humble. Be the servant. And I'll make you a king. Because I know that your spirit and your heart are going to be right. You're not going to be looking to lord it over my heritage. But you're going to be looking to serve my heritage. And so we want to make sure that we take on these characteristics that he took on. You don't have to think it's robbery to be equal with Elohim. As a child of Elohim, you would be equal in that regards, but you pay respect and you give homage and you bow down to who? Him. Because you can never be greater than. Just like a son or a daughter of a mother or a father, they can never be greater than their parents. They might achieve more, but they can never be greater than. You can't be greater than the one that gave you life. You can't give them life. Now, if you turn around and donate an organ or whatever like that, they were going to die. I guess you could say, well, now we're equal. But out of sheer respect for who they are, which is lacking a lot these days, but out of sheer respect for who they are, that subject should never, that topic should never come up. If you find your child competing with you, it's probably because you were competing with them. And they see it that way. You know, I tell my son all the time, hey, I don't care if you make millions. You can never give me life. You can never produce me. I said, so don't ever get those kind of thoughts in your head. I'll be proud of you with whatever you do. But don't ever try to make it about me and you, or you in a competition with me. Now, if we play basketball or something like that, or you used to play basketball, that's one thing. When it comes to life, morality, unless I'm just, you know, out here doing all kind of dirt and what have you, then you should know that I've raised you consistently. Hey, you can be my equal, but you can never be greater than. And so we have to understand these things. The Most High looks at us the same way. Did ye not know that ye are gods? And the scripture cannot be broken. He made us that. But he wants you to be of no reputation. He wants you to take on the form of a servant. You already made in the likeness of man. Now you're trying to become in the likeness of who? Elohim. Humble yourself. And be obedient unto death. There may come that time when that's called, when you're called for that. Will you be able to do that? As we, you know, looked at on the last evening, everybody don't get a crown. Everybody don't get to rule with him, except for those that are willing to lose their life for him. So we just have to understand these things and live within them. Let's go to verse... see where I'm at here. Let's go to verse 7. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore Elohim also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, of Jesus, every knee should bow, of the things in heaven and of the things in the earth and of the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Yah, to the glory of the Father of Elohim, the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, you want to know how good a person is? How they behave when nobody's around? Are you a good saint when you're around the saints? But when you ain't around the saints, you're doing something else? Integrity. Do you have integrity? That when you are by yourself, you're still the same person. That when you're by yourself, you're not going to be doing stuff you ought not be doing. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If somebody got to be around you for you to act right, you got a problem. If somebody got to be around you for you to feel holy, for you to feel part that you're part of, you got a problem. I'm just telling you, you got a problem because your salvation is codependent upon somebody else. And a lot of people are that way. When they're around the saints, it's hallelujah, glory to God. When they're by themselves, wait a minute, let me click on the porn. Let me do this. Let me do that. Ain't nobody going to know. Oh, yeah, I told the brothers I wasn't going to drink no more, but ain't nobody around, so I'll take a little hit here. Who going to know? No integrity. So he says, hey, obey not because you're in my presence, but more so when you're in my absence. Have integrity. You know what you're not supposed to be doing. You know what you should be doing. Have integrity. Work out your own salvation with the fear of the Most High. Fear that you know what? Yah don't have to take you. He don't. And you should be very much afraid that you might do something to offend that he says, no, you're not getting in. What would you trade for your salvation? What would you give up? Who would you trade for your salvation? Fear and trembling. This thing is more. His word is more worth to me than what you offer. There ain't nothing more worth. Ain't nothing worth more than this in this earth. So your resolve ought to be, you can't tempt me. I understand what I have, and you cannot tempt me. For it is Elohim which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. You know how people, you say, oh, you got to do this, and they just, under their breath, I don't know why we got to do all that. They don't take all of that. Murmuring. But I can get by just doing this. I don't know who they think they are. Disputing, wanting to argue about everything. Say the sky's blue. No, the sky's gray. Okay, it's cloudy. But they want to find something to dispute about. I said, don't do that. That's why in Romans chapter 14, when the brothers say, hey, I esteem every day as a Sabbath, he said, don't argue with them. Don't argue with them. In the Torah, even Messiah said in the New Testament that Elohim is the God of the living. But after he comes out of that grave, he says, I'm the God of the living and the dead. He says, don't bother them. Don't try to persuade them. Don't argue with them. Don't be disputing with them. Why? Everybody's got to come, every knee is going to come before me and confess. So if they are persuaded that this is how they're supposed to be, let them be that way. And when I show them or repeat back to them my commandments and they see where they fall short, then they can't say my judgment is not just. But it ain't up to you to judge. It ain't up to me to judge. If they say they're in Messiah, it's not up to you to judge. That's why I say they can choose life or they can choose death. They say they're in Messiah. He says, don't argue with them about that. They belong to me. But my judgment is going to be the same. My judgment is going to be just. He says, so don't argue about those things. Don't dispute about those things. Verse 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of Elohim, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. We got to understand that, hey, we are supposed to be the examples. And we're supposed to be faultless. We're supposed to be blameless, harmless. When we are trying to take people down, we're trying to hurt them. Maybe we think we're trying to correct them. But if they're not receiving it, don't try to pound it into them. It is Yah who will change them if they're meant to be changed. You water, somebody else plant, Yah will give the increase. So you got to walk according to the word. That's why we want to make sure that we are in truth and that nobody can deceive us. Because everybody's not going to want to walk according to the word. But they're going to say they believe in Messiah. We know this is truth. It's all over the place today. But he told us in Torah. That's why when people don't read Torah, they have no good foundation. He taught us right from wrong in Torah. This is life and this is death. Choose life. Choose those things that I say are going to give you life. Don't add to or take away from. Don't do what's right in your own mind. And then we get into the New Testament, and here comes the test. Let me give you some liberty. Let me give you some liberty to see how you're going to conduct yourself. And are you going to take the liberty to do what you want to do? Or are you going to take the time to learn what I said from the beginning, so that you can understand when you see it here, you know what it is. So we got some New Testament saints out there, New Testament only. And that's why they can believe they're not up under the law. That's why they can believe that they can still eat any and everything. That's why they can believe that they can sin and just ask for forgiveness. Because they don't understand the precepts from the old to the new. Or else they would know, oh, wait a minute, I can't do that. And this is why. So we want to make sure that we are walking circumspect. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of Elohim, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. You don't want to run in vain, and you don't want to labor in vain. You don't want to do all this and still end up in the lake. That's in vain. That's why you have to consider the cost. Am I willing to do this? Because this is what I'm going to have to do. I can't make this up. I can't pick and choose, because that's what a lot of people try to do as well. Let me pick and choose what I agree with. And that's what I'll do. That's what I'll commit to. Can't do that either. He told us, don't add to or don't take away. Don't do what's right in our own eyes. And I, for one, believe that he said what he meant. So we can't pick and choose. We can't go forth and do whatever we want to do. We want to rejoice when Messiah returns and have not run in vain. Yeah, I kept the Sabbath and I kept the holy days and I didn't eat unclean and I followed the statutes, laws, and commandments. But I lacked somewhere. I didn't think it was important to get filled with the Ruach. I'm good enough on my own. I didn't think I needed to get baptized. Oh, I got baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And those are titles. How did his disciples baptize? Oh, I'm all right. I'm good. So we need to do exactly what he says to do. No more and no less. He says, hey, you want to do something more? Use more of the fruits of the Spirit. There is no law against those. I ain't set a law against those. You can do that as much as you want. You can give out as much joy, as much mercy, as much love. You can have as much long-suffering, as much peace as you want. Other than that, don't add to or take away from. Because I did set laws and statutes and commandments that limited those other things. So walk in them. Be my faithful disciple. All right, let's continue. Let's go to we're going to drop down into Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to start at about verse 15. Let me make sure we got enough context here. Start in verse 1. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in Yah to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. I want to look this word up, concision. Concision. Literally a cutting off. Hence, in Scripture, the Jews are of those who adhere to circumcision, which after our Savior's death was no longer a seal of covenant, but a mere cutting of the flesh. Okay, so concision is like circumcision, but we know that for a Hebrew, if you want to take part and have access to the land as a citizen of the land, then you must be circumcised. But then for those who don't, then this verse will probably apply to, because it doesn't apply to them. For we are the circumcision which worship Elohim in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So your walk is supposed to be what? Spiritual. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. So Paul was different from the other apostles. And how was he different? If you go and look at them, tax collectors, fishermen, Paul was highly educated, and he was a student of the law. Citizenship-wise, he told you his pedigree. And the Most High Messiah wanted him because he wanted to make some changes in the law. And you want to make changes in the law, you need a what? Lawyer. That's why Peter and the other ones were like, some of this thing Paul is saying is hard to understand. Because we're not lawyers. That's why Peter didn't understand when the Holy Spirit told him to go and hang out with the Gentiles. When his brothers came around, he shrunk back from that. I don't want my brothers seeing me hanging out with these Gentiles, doing what they're doing. But the Most High said, go hang with them so that you can convert them. And see, we still today will have issues in that area. Because we don't know what we can and cannot do. And we don't really probably trust our own selves in what we will or will not do if we're given the opportunity. So Paul, in this case, he's a little bit different. And we got to understand that when we read his writings, we got to understand where he's coming from. So he sort of brags on himself to say, hey, if you think you're something, here are my credentials. And I count all of that loss. I count it as what? Dung, doo-doo, caca. As nothing that I may gain Christ. So he wasn't puffed up in himself. He says, hey, I got credentials. But I count all that stuff as dung that I might gain Christ. We got to be the same way. Doesn't matter what your pedigree is. No matter what type of degree you have, how much money you got, how big a house, what kind of car. You got to be willing to give all that stuff up. For who? Christ. That's why the rich young man had a problem. Messiah. What? I do all this stuff. I honor my father and my mother. I pay my tithes. I give to the poor. What more do I need to do? Well, he didn't give to the poor. Scratch that one. Because Messiah told him to go sell what he has and give to the poor. And he's like, all of it? But that's how I define myself. If I do that, I'm going to be like one of them. Couldn't do it. So we can't count these things as defining us. A lot of us can't live according to the scripture because we're afraid we're going to give up something and somebody else is not going to. We're going to lose something or somebody's going to use what we have or whatever the case may be. But we feel like we're going to lose something. And Messiah is simply saying, hey, you are all equal. I don't want none of you having more than the other. If you got an abundance, give to those who have less. So that you can all be equal. Now, I understand in this country, being scattered all about, that's a hard thing to do. But Yah is going to make a way that we can become a community. And that we can do these things. Doesn't matter how much you make. Do you have more than what you need? So it's time that we start living these things. A verse 9, and being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is in Elohim by faith. See, if you keep the law, then you think your righteousness is coming from the law. And so we have to keep the law, but we shouldn't count ourselves as what? Righteous. Yeah, I keep it. I do the best I can. I try to keep everything I know about. That don't make me righteous. I'm doing the bare minimum. If you keep the law, you are doing the bare minimum. You're not going above and beyond. So it's like saying you showing up for work, but you want a raise. But you ain't done nothing to earn a raise, but you want a raise. What'd you do above and beyond? Did you work overtime? Did you create? Did you make more widgets than anybody else? Did you come in early? Did you leave late? What did you do that makes you deserve to have a raise? Well, I showed up every day on time. Okay. Well, that's the minimum. And so we have to understand that. This is what Paul is saying. Don't get all self-righteous, but have your righteousness in Yah, and what he says is right. And we are righteous through Christ, what he did. He says, now, I did that, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings be made conformable unto his death. That's who you got to suffer with him. You want that same reward? You got to understand what he went through and then be willing to go through that yourself. You want that throne. Want to make it into the kingdom? Get filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. Be baptized in his name and stop sinning. You'll make it into the kingdom. You may not get a throne, but you'll make it into the kingdom. Excuse me. All right, let's continue. Where are we at? Where are we going next? Go to the book of Philippians. Let's drop down to verse 17. Chapter 3, let's drop down to verse 17. I wish to read down through verse 17. And start in verse 11. Philippians chapter 3, verse 11, we'll read down through 17. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So I gotta get this thing. I gotta attain it. I don't have it. I got to run the race and what? Get it. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach. He said, we are in a race and that we got to attain the salvation. And we got to attain what? Perfection. Not by our own standards. But as the Most High says, what is perfect? We got to understand what that is. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Don't put your head on the plow, and then what? Look behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Always be reaching toward what? The kingdom. Always be reaching to do better. Always be reaching to obtain. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Elohim in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, Elohim shall reveal even this unto you. If you're striving for perfection and you're looking for it, because, see, you can always, and you can even improve on perfection. There may be some, you may be perfect in this area, but you're not perfect in that area. Elohim will reveal it to you. Oh, you got that? All right, now let me make you a little bit more perfect. Come and start doing this. All right. Let's continue. Philippians chapter 4. I didn't read verse 17, 3:17. But brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have, for an ensample. An ensample is a living example. So Paul is saying, hey, walk like I do. Do the things that I do. I'm showing you an example just like Messiah showed you one. And Messiah didn't tell us everything. Because he came to what? Be that sacrifice. But the things that he told us and that he revealed to us, he expects us to do them. But the perfecting of the saints, the entering into the kingdom, he says, I'm going to open the door. Now I'm going to send you guys out to bring them in. I'm going to send you guys out to teach them what I taught you. And if you're walking all that, then you can tell people, walk as I do. If you're doing everything that you know you're supposed to be doing, you can say you can use me as an example. You could do that. And that's what Paul did. So we want to make sure that we are becoming the what? In samples, the living examples of how to walk this walk. And that is to not become what? Puffed up. But to do all those things and still remain meek and humble. It's just my reasonable service. It's the least that I could do. Okay. Now, Philippians chapter 4. Let's start in verse 1. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in Yah, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Sint that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in Yah always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yah is at hand. The Lord is at hand. This was 2,000 years ago. When Paul wakes back up, he's not going to really know 2,000 years past. When we finally go to sleep, if Yah doesn't return before we go to sleep for that final time, you got to believe that everything that you lived for was not in vain. You got to believe that, hey, if another 5 years go by and then he wakes you up, or 100 years, or even another 1,000 years, maybe he wakes you up in the second resurrection. You can still get up with joy because you're going to make it into the kingdom. You're going to have eternal life, and you're going to get rewarded. Let's keep going. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yah is at hand. That's got to be your mentality. He's soon to return. We don't know the exact time of his return. People think they know. People even think they know the season. They know the signs of the season. But in what year? Don't know. So you should be looking all the time because the seasons come every year. And every year he could come. We think we have prophecy down pat. And the Most High can say, oh, yeah, I fulfilled that already. You missed it. That's why you won't find me delving into those things all that deep. I like prophecy. And I like studying it and the history. But I don't want to start making no predictions because of what I think I might know. And then I become a false prophet. And you are not to consider me at all. So I don't want to do those things. You know, if Yah tells me to say something, I'm going to say it. But I'm not going to come up with my own and say, oh, this is what I think from what I've studied and what I've read. If Yah don't put it in my spirit to say, hey, this is dealing with this, and this is the move I'm about to make, get the people ready, then you're not going to hear me say it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything be prayer. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto Elohim. The prayer and supplication. Make it known to Elohim. And believing, right? You got to be believing that he's going to do what it is that you ask. And the peace of Elohim, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things be true, whatsoever things be honest, whatsoever things be just, whatsoever things be pure, whatsoever things be lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the Elohim of peace shall be with you. So Paul is trying to tell you this is how you be a good disciple. He was started off, what, persecuting the church. Zealous about it too. Yeah, I'm going to get all y'all heathens. Thank you can do these things and you follow me after this man, this prophet that we killed. Puffed up. Yeah, I'm going to kill all his disciples. I'm going to kill all his followers. Anybody that said they got anything to do with him, I'm throwing them in jail. I'm going to have them killed. The two bold, we're going to throw them right there on the spot. But then he met Messiah. Now, changed his whole world around, his whole life. And he became zealous about doing good for who? The Most High, for the Mashiach. He says, think on those things that are lovely, that are pure, that are just, that are right. We want to always be in that vein. All right. What time we got? 7:24. Okay. Let us go to Colossians. Let's start in verse, we're going to get Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the fullness assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Elohim, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So, you want to be what? Rooted. That means that you are deep in Messiah. You have studied him. You have read his word. You have studied his words. You have studied his parables. You have studied his ways. And you have started to try to emulate him. Become like him. Rooted in him. If he wouldn't do it, like they had that saying, what would Jesus do? If you read this book and you know and understand his ways, then you should be able to answer that question, what would he do? You can read it and say, this situation is like this. See, can you talk to the wind and the waves and believe that they will obey you? That's deep. But that's the kind of faith he's wanting us to get to. Understand the spiritual realm, that when he said, peace, be still, who was he talking to? He was actually talking to the spirit of peace. The spirit of peace was in a rampage. So he had to tell that spirit to be still. Do you understand who you're and what you're talking to? Do you understand your authority? Do you understand that you can speak to those things which are not as though they are, and they shall become? That's the way the Most High does it. That's the same power he's given to us if we will but step into it. Not doubting. But also he says, if it's in his will. So you got to also study to find out what is his will. You got to be on the same sheet of paper, the same sheet of music. You can't be singing the Star Spangled Banner and the Most High singing, power belongs to me. So we got to understand that we have to believe who we are, who he says that we are. When we can do that, then we're going to see all kinds of things. I start walking in these ways. I can't tell you, you got to do it, then I don't do it. Can't read it in the book and say, oh, you got to do that, and then I myself don't make space for the Most High to do it in my life. That's twisted. So we pray for those things that are not as though they are. It's already done. We've got to be in his will. Embassies in every country. establish communities all over the world until he comes. Have we lost our flavor? Have we lost our saltiness? Or did we ever have any? Or did we not know that we had it? See, we shouldn't be worried about what the United States, who they're putting up for president. Truth of the matter is, we should have our own candidate. And a lot of Hebrews don't like for me to say this. That's the truth of the matter. How are you going to affect change if you're not willing to do anything to affect change? How are you going to get the Most High statute, laws, and commandments instituted in the land and convert the land if you're not willing to get up and take it into hand? We want to talk, but we don't want to do. We want to complain and murmur, but we don't want to do. So let us be about our Father's business. We're going to stop here for this evening. My throat is starting to feel a little bit raw, and I don't want to aggravate it any further than I need to. We will pick it up in Colossians chapter 2 on next time. And we are still dealing with this messianic walk, this messianic life, discipleship. What does Messiah expect of his disciples? And then we should start growing in those areas to be start becoming those things. All right, before I let you guys go this evening, as a body, I want us to go over the Articles of Incorporation for Yah's Global Kingdom, that you might understand what you're getting into. And from now until the end of the year, because this is not a little bitty document, I tried to cover as many things as I could concerning the way the organization is to be run according to the scriptures. And I want you to hear it, and if you have any say, if you have questions, if you have improvements, if you don't understand, then I want to, you know, go through it so that we have an understanding and we're on the same page. With that being said, it is 33 after. Let me put on a song real quick because I'm getting old. And I'll be right back. Withholding nothing. Amen. Are you prepared to give yourself away to the Most High? Are you ready to surrender to Him? Your all to be that true disciple. We will go over the articles. I think I want to use Thursdays for that. If not, we'll pick a better time, but all of you who are willing and want to participate and want to be a part of, I want you to know. But I'm not ready to send it out to everyone yet. I want to modify it and resubmit it so that we are organized correctly and everybody has the same understanding, so that if somebody came and asked you, what is Yah's global kingdom about? You know what the mission is. You know what it's about. You know what we're going to be on. And that you're willing to take part in it. All right. That being said, let us turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for giving us the mind to become good disciples, to become like you, Father, that we might do your will with everything that's within us, that we might walk in your ways, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth, that we might be the light in the world. Father, we will be that light. Father, we will walk after your ways. Father, we will bring you glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ's precious name, I pray. Now, as we go our separate ways, I pray that the Most High encamp His angels about you, that they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet again at the appointed time. Shalom. Oh, let me ask. I didn't ask. Anybody have anything they would like to say? If you do, press the number 1. All right. Then, I love you, and remember, this gospel is free, but the kingdom's going to cost you your all. Shalom.
stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I feel with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about